Erbil currently provides residents free of charge only about 8 hours of electric power a day. And when the power goes out, it is the job of Mohammed Qatar and other private generator operators to turn the lights back on. Qatar runs a diesel generator that provides electricity for about 300 homes. An average household pays $60 a month for this service. Qatar says he expects to be in business for a long time to come. He says if the government starts supporting the city full-time, he will change jobs, but he does not see it happening anytime soon. Qatar has reason to feel confident. In all of Iraq, electricity output has been slightly lower this summer than last year. Until recently, the needs of the Kurdish region have been ignored. Officials say during his reign, Saddam Hussein tried to control the region by making it dependent on Baghdad for power. Hoshyar Siwali, the minister of electricity for the region, says the new Iraqi government has been unable to meet its needs.
Unfortunately, the past few years, for the past 3 years, our budget, this ministry's budget, was part of the Federal Ministry of Electricity's budget. And they did not construct and build one single important project in the region.
The Kurdish regional government is now acting independently to increase electrical energy output through foreign assistance and private investment projects. The U.S. government has financed the building of 4 electrical substations that can transmit significantly more power to both the Kurdish region and the Iraqi national grid. Each substation cost between $4 and $5 million. A company called Mass Jordan is building a $390 million power plant outside the city of Erbil. This facility is expected to start producing electricity later this year. 3 other privately owned power plants in the Kurdish region are also in various stages of construction. The Kurdish regional government will initially pay for the electricity produced with oil revenue, but says over time, residents will have to start paying for this electricity. Minister Siwali says eventually the region also expects to send power to the rest of Iraq.
That's our aim, in fact, to give electricity to the other parts of Iraq.
Minister Siwali expects that by 2009, the region will produce enough energy to keep the lights on 24 hours a day. Brian Padden, VOA News, Erbil.